This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour two starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and it is big time news. It is fantastic for Texans fans. It is the answer you guys have all been waiting for. Your locked on down corner has arrived. Barry, tell the people about the ball hawk that the Texans have just added to the roster.
Texans signed Jalen Watkins.
Who? Wait, who, Jalen who? Jalen Strong? He was the guy that commented on Bill O'Brien?
No.
Deshaun Watkins? No?
2 years, $3 million.
Oh, a big-time deal.
He was a depth guy for the Chargers. I don't know who the dude was. I know that he's a Swiss Army knife in the defensive backfield. He can play safety. He can play corner. He can play the nickel. He can play slot.
How'd he rate?
I looked up his – funny you should ask. His Pro Football Focus rating as a safety was a 55.2.
I award you no points.
Well, he ain't providing any.
I looked at his stats. Don't do that.
How many picks he's got?
Oh, over his five-year career?
Yeah.
Here's the good news. Yeah. None.
Oh.
Not a single INT.
Ball hawk.
He had 9 pass deflections in 5 years.
Oh. Wow.
One game, I want to say he had
almost 2 a year.
I lost his stats, but like,
so did he. I mean, goodness gracious, let's give that guy $3 million.
By the way, tell me if this sounds familiar. His best year was 2015, so like 4 or 5 years ago was his best year.
Boy, they just keep on doing what they do.
But yeah, he had one game where he had like 11 tackles against the Packers. No INTs, no nothing, just 11 tackles. And that's literally
the game when we get Packers. That was in a
season. That was in a season where he had 20 tackles, 9 assisted. So what does that tell you? Of his 20 tackles for the year, 11 of them came in one game, and the rest he just helped out. It's depth, I guess, right?
Either that, or it tells you the receiver beat him, but he was at least able to close enough ground to tackle the guy without help.
Now, apparently the Chargers liked him a little bit. They were excited to see what he could do, but that was a couple years ago. Tore his ACL in 2018. So
sounds like another guy they acquired recently.
Yeah. So there you go. A little depth for you in the defensive backfield. Did you get better? No, you got deeper.
Super.
Same thing, right?
Woo!
By the way, I'm trying to do this whole show, this whole 2 o'clock hour on an iPad. Normally I have my laptop and I'm all organized and I have all of my, but the wife gave me this iPad to use, and we had to use it for starting next week when we're doing our remotes. We had to have an iPad. So I started using it a little bit. I could get used to it. I just don't know if I like doing the show. Like last night, I did all my writing and interneting and everything on it. I could get used to it.
This morning you did your porning.
I did say that. So far, could do everything on this iPad that I could do on my laptop, but I would wait till this was last night when I tweeted it. But I would wait until tomorrow when the wife left and see how it runs Pornhub. Thumbs up.
Oh,
no issues.
Thumbs the only thing, huh?
Okay. No issues at all. It's just the screen is so much smaller. Like that's the only problem. The screen, Joel. The screen. It's an 11-incher.
The screen.
Definitely.
The screen.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just verifying.
Yeah. But I just don't like, you know, you can have multiple tabs open and all that other stuff with the laptop. This is a little bit different. I'm trying to get used to it.
If you download the Google Chrome and the Google Drive apps.
I have Chrome on there. Yeah, that's what I'm using.
It's not that bad. Tabs are not that bad.
Okay. That's what I've got right now. We'll just
see
how it goes. I have the keyboard set up there. Yeah,
there you go.
So I got and it's the one that has the pen, so that helps a little bit too.
So is that an iPad or is that just like a pad?
No, it's an iPad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had got it for my wife. It's the iPad 11.
There you go.
Or iPad Pro 11. I don't know, because Demetrius asked me because he was like, I got a keyboard. I was like, actually, I appreciate it, but I actually had one because the
wife. Welcome on in.
The wife.
To the Apple world.
I'm only an iWatch and an iPhone away from being a hipster.
Yep.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you'll be at the beach telling everybody you ain't afraid of no coronavirus.
I was considering getting an iPhone. I'm not going to lie. I'm considering jumping
ship. My wife
sure
wants me to get one. Then you called everybody who had an iPhone, people who walked their Pomeranians, and you decided not to get an iPhone because you were making fun of me talking about, see, you have an iPhone, so you like to walk your Pomeranian. Remember that comment? Do you remember that comment?
What were you saying about Lisa? What? I don't remember who walked us. What?
Yeah, that came out of your mouth, sir. Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to go.
There's a lot of those conversations around here that remember when you.
I'm going to have to go delete all those pictures I posted on my Instagram. It was like dudes that have iPhones kiss their girl like this, and she's holding him against the fence. Like his legs are wrapped around her waist. I'm going to have to go delete all those. Damn it. All right. Well, I'm not getting an iPhone then. Can't do it.
Oh, you might. Not gonna. You still might.
They're expensive, though.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah, Lisa wanted me to get
iPhones.
Oh yeah,
she wanted me to get one, and then we had free upgrades. I said, babe, one thing you don't understand is it says free upgrade, but then you end up still paying for the phone during your monthly payments.
Yes, yeah. Depending
they
on
just, they just spread it out
depending on how old the phone is. Yes. Yeah, we'll determine how much you'll pay for it. Yeah, if you get the brand new, was it the 11?
That's the newest one, I believe. Yeah,
which is so weird. They went iPhone 8 and 10. And then they went 9, then 11. Like, what are you doing, Apple? Well, whose drunk idea was that? And then Samsung goes from the Samsung S9 to the S10 to the S20. What happened to the S11 through 19? We just jumped through the S20.
Just, like that.
Huh?
They're all the way at iPhone 11, huh?
Yeah.
What do you got, 4?
The one that rhymes with 11. 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, my wife has the 8.
Yeah, mine's old. I still got the button on mine.
Yeah, my wife is... She guilted me into maybe getting a new one. So,
according to Mark Berman, by the way, in better Houston-related NFL news that doesn't relate to the Texans specifically, NFL sources are saying the Seahawks, the Arizona Cardinals, the Denver Broncos have all contacted the Houston Roughnecks inquiring about quarterback P.J. Walker. Good for him.
Yeah.
That would be a hell of a good story.
Especially if they let him sign and then, you know, he gets out of the Roughneck situation because there's no season. And then hopefully this all clears up, gets to play in the NFL.
Very cool.
There was a lot of encouragement, too, by the way, across both leagues saying because the XFL season is in flux, let all the players that can have the opportunity to sign immediately.
Yep.
And go to the NFL because it's a dream of theirs and it makes the league look really, really good if you can do that.
Yep.
It's a good story all the way around and you'd like to see it happen. Obviously, we said... Bill O'Brien backing up Deshaun Watson could do a lot worse than having that kind of guy on your team. But if he went and got A.J. McCarron re-signed. So pretty much don't need him now.
But I think that makes sense, too, because McCarron knows the system. And, you know, you know what you're getting with him. And he knows what he's getting with the club. So
I mean, you could do practice squad as well, depending on what offers he has and what he's got going. But it would have been nice to at least seen the Texans show some interest in bringing him to camp or doing something to see if he could work out as well. But look, all's well that ends well, regardless if he ends up in the NFL.
Again, I'm telling you, the Texans hate Houston. That's why they do what they do. So no way that they're going to go out and get PJ because he's a Houston guy and Houston loves him. So they look at that and go, oh, the fans like him? No. We're not doing that. Definitely.
But this defensive back we signed, you're going to love him.
Yeah.
He is a ball hawk. You know how many balls hit the back of his helmet? He's solid, bro. He can cover.
Hey, real quick, I do want to do a couple public service announcements because somebody texted when we were talking about food earlier, first segment, and he said, hey, PSA, tip your pizza drivers. I just got 3 back-to-back-to-back deliveries with no tips.
Terrible. That's brutal, man.
That's awful. And I realize that everybody's kind of in savings mode, but at the same time, you know, if you normally tip 5, just tip 2 then, but tip something. And I tell you what, dude, I don't know what side of town you're on, but message me and I'll order a pizza from you right now. You bring it to the station and we'll tip you. Just bring us a medium pizza and we'll make sure you get taken care of. So just message me who you work for and hopefully you guys deliver up here and I'll order from you.
And you got the same number so you can verify it's
guy. Oh yeah, just text and I'll make sure there's the same number and if you're close and we can order from you, you get our delivery and I'll make sure you get tipped. And somebody else asked where's the where does the taco guy deliver? He lives in Spring. I live in Spring, and he's bringing my delivery tomorrow. So my suggestion is hop on Instagram, real_chef_machete, M-A-C-H-E-T-E. Hit him up on IG and get your order in. That way he'll already be in Spring. He can bring you a taco delivery as well.
Yeah, there, so there you go. But again, like we keep saying, just support the local businesses.
Please, please, please.
You think you got it rough, whatever you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, these businesses may not, depending on how long this goes, they may not have enough to survive this by the time all is said and done. So as long as they're still open and they're operational and they're, you know, pumping out food for people to pick up, go out and get some food, because we've already said about the fact that the grocery stores may or may not be stocked up. It's a perfect excuse to go out and get some good food and take care of some good people in the process. That would be one of the things to suggest this weekend if you got some time on your hands and you're able to do it.
Well, so he texted. He said, I'm in the South Shore League City area.
Ooh, that's far,
that's
man.
A long drive for
But me. The thought means a lot. Thanks, guys. And he works at Domino's. So, well, hopefully somebody
Somebody, yeah, in
somebody
League
else.
City.
Jump on board on that.
Yeah, man.
In League City area, and make sure you take care of these people. Yep. And that's the other thing. Make sure when you give the tip, you can do it when you do an online order as part of the credit card, but it means more, and the actual driver gets it when you hand them cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa and I have made sure to do that every time. So just, yeah, keep that in mind, too, when you are ordering out, or especially if it's delivery. And we,
I just realized
that
this whole situation also could ruin Christmases,
girls,
too.
Huh?
Your cam girls? What's the website I use?
What?
Hold on. It's
Cam Soda?
There you go.
Friend of mine told me about that.
Yeah. And then they get like these donations.
His name's Noel. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It was actually funny. I was going to go down a depressing road. So,
oh, you were going to make it sad?
So this was fun.
You were going to make it sad?
I was just going to say, this is going to ruin people's Christmases. You know,
that's
this whole
very true
situation with the coronavirus. But that was clearly funnier. Tip your Cam Soda cam model. Seriously. They need help, too.
Tip well. Just the tip, though.
Well, you got...
How about you, Noel? Are you going to tip your Cam Soda?
I was going to say, and you went festive after crapping on Christmas because of this. Then you went to the Noel card, so you had a little holiday cheer there, too.
I figured since Barry called you Noel three times during the show so far.
Who, you Gary?
Gary over there. We might as well keep it consistent.
I mean...
Oh, good call, Dick. all right, we're going to continue to roll on the usual suspects. It's hour two, three-hour show. Plenty more to get to. But you know what? Throw some stuff at us. You got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we'll make you a suspect and get you a part of the show. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. Or, of course, hit us up on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, three-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Bottoms up, Chief, on the Diet Coke.
No one would have heard, known if you wouldn't have said anything.
Are you kidding me? Everybody heard
Nope. And what's it matter? You always got to point that stuff out. How do you know they hear it? Just let it go.
How's your computer?
Hmm? What'd you do to my computer?
Nothing.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Was that you?
No.
Okay.
Hey, don't forget, there's someone on the Twitch feed from that lives in League City that is requesting the information of the pizza
driver's name, right?
Awesome. Yeah. If you were the pizza driver that didn't get tipped three times in a row, we have a listener in League City. Text me the Domino's you work at and your name, and they're going to order a pizza. Look at that.
Give us the phone number.
Do it. Text us back, please. Let us know the specific Domino's that they can order from.
Other
I love
NFL
our listeners.
News.
They are so clutch.
Tight end Eric Ebron has a 2-year deal with the Steelers. In related news, Ben Roethlisberger is throwing again without pain. So if you're a Steelers fan, like at least one of our suspects, you know that things are looking a little bit brighter for the Steelers. And then there was this article predicting the landing spots of other free agents that are still out there. And the number one guy that everybody's talking about is none other than ex-Texan Jadeveon Clowney, who was thought to have earned himself a big time deal, but yet that deal isn't coming.
Thought to have earned himself before going to Seattle, right?
He thought he still produced high-end sack totals in 2019, but he didn't have the full season of numbers. You're right.
He had
41. Yeah, he had 41 total quarterback pressures, which was 14th in the NFL. But he still feels like he's a disruptive player. A lot of teams could use him. He did also remember say he wanted to play for a winner.
Outside of his first year in the league, where it was his worst season as far as sacks go. He had zero in 2014, 4.5, 6, 9.5, 9, 3. Sorry, bro.
And he thinks he is in the same category as Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack, which were the guys that were in his draft class. Now, do you want to guess his landing spot? There are 8 ESPN experts, quote unquote, that are chiming in on where these guys should sign. Jadeveon Clowney, there was an overwhelming consensus of 4 or 5 of the 8.
And give me hints. Give me like...
AFC.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be a team that will pay big money for names, but doesn't seem to be the right landing spot. But I don't know.
I have no idea.
Big time market. The Jets.
Really?
5 different guys think the Jets. One says the Colts.
I was going to say the
Titans.
2
says he goes back to the Seahawks.
I can see him going to the Titans just to spite the Texans.
You don't have to spite the Texans. They spite themselves.
True.
I don't think there's much that you have to do there.
True. Yeah, that's interesting. Just to give you an idea. So I read you Clowney's sack totals for his career, right? From 2014 to 2019. I'll do it one more time. 0, 4.5, 6, 9.5, 9, 3. And he wants Aaron Donald money, right? Mm-hmm. Now let me read you Aaron Donald's sack total in one more season. 9, 11, 8, 11, 20, 12. 20.5, 12.5.
Do me one better. Give me Khalil Mack.
All right, let me pull this up.
Because I'm telling you right now, if you thought Aaron Donald's were good, wait till we get to the Khalil Mack file.
I'm a guess that it's...
Because you and I have done this before where we broke down tackles, sacks, tackles for loss, all these different things. He's not even close to either guy.
So Khalil Mack's 4, that's his first year in the league, 4, 15, 11, 10, 12 and a half, 8 and a half. So for his career, 61 and a half sacks over 6 seasons. Aaron Donald had 72 sacks over 6 seasons. And Jadeveon Clowney has 32 sacks over 6 seasons.
I want less than half the numbers, but at least the same amount of money.
Yeah, well, just get half of what Aaron Donald pays because that's what you're producing.
Jeez. He is the second highest ranked player still available for a team to snag in free agency.
By the way,
only behind Jameis Winston.
Games played over the same 6 seasons? Khalil Mack, 94. Aaron Donald, 90. Jadeveon Clowney, 75.
Yeah.
Sorry, bub.
No, it ain't happening, bro. If you're interested in the top 5 to 10 free agents still out there, I don't know if you're thinking about the Texans because they aren't. Jameis Winston is number 1.
Okay.
But as you talked about, it looks like it's going to be a backup role. The team I keep seeing is the Steelers backing up Ben Roethlisberger in case something happens again.
Okay.
And he could learn a little bit. Yep. The other one that was a wild card was New England. Whether it be as a starter or backup, learn from Belichick how to be smarter with the football. Learn the system.
I don't think Belichick wants to do it.
So, Jameis Winston 1, Clowney 2, Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson 3. A lot of teams were supposedly high on him, but he has yet to sign. 4 is another wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, who once he was traded to the Niners was fantastic. Yeah, I got to believe the Niners would want to have him back.
I would think so.
Then 5, Nickell Robey-Coleman, the D-back from the Rams, another guy that the Rams are going to let get away because they don't want to pay.
By the way, when I was looking up Todd Gurley, not to cut you off on that, but since we're talking Rams, when I was looking up Aaron Donald, I typed in his name just so I could get to his Pro Football Reference page for his stats. First headline, when you type in Aaron Donald into the Google's machine, Aaron Donald, hold on, let me get to it here.
On the iPad?
Yes. I'm trying. I'm doing my best, Joel. This is kind of new here.
Just asking.
Aaron Donald expresses frustration over Rams releasing Todd Gurley 8 hours ago. Not a guy you want to start pissing off.
No.
For that
franchise, because you don't have many franchise players left.
Don't have much left. Right?
And they said Todd Gurley instantly top 15 fantasy football running back after signing with the Falcons. I don't know if I'm going that far.
I'm not going that far either. And honestly,
I'd go 16, top 16.
Okay. I mean, the Rams have leverage against his, you know, obviously he's like one of their best players, if not the best player, but like, come on, Gurley is hurt. You know that. Like, it's not like a situation where he has that much leverage when you're talking about Todd Gurley.
He's 25 with that chronic knee issue. That does not sit there and glare to me, stud.
Yeah, and Marcus Spears says, I think he has a degenerative knee issue. Like, and he had the same kind, and that's really... I think there was a basketball player. Was it Brandon Roy, I think?
Roy was forced to retire way too early with the Blazers. He was great.
Because the same knee issue. Oh, dude, he was going to be a absolute... He was already a stud.
Yeah, he would have been a Hall of Famer if he kept playing the way he was going.
Yeah,
he
at that rate.
He was essentially Dame time before Damon Lillard.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I just want to get it in. We talked about the pizza guy got stiffed 3 deliveries in a row, no tips. He's texted his name. It's Andrew. He works at the South Shore Domino's. If the suspects out there want to order from the South Shore Domino's, request that Andrew deliver your pizza so you can tip him. 281-334-3030 is the number to the South Shore Domino's.
334-3030.
281-334-3030. Order. Ask for Andrew, get it delivered, tip the dude, suspects, taking care of suspects. And thank you guys for doing that. We do
thank
love you.
You very,
we appreciate
very much.
You guys.
And obviously, we would have done it if he was in our area.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you doing it for us. All right, top 10, finishing out the top 10 of the still available. Wide receiver Breshad Perriman of the Bucks. I would think they might look into bringing him back unless they are serious about. I heard today a rumor that they're gonna inquire about trading for Edelman to get Tom Brady his
really?
Security blanket. Yeah.
You got Evans and Godwin. You don't need. You really don't need either of those cats, to be honest with you. You could save the money and get better on defense.
You have Godwin, two tight ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got Godwin, you got Evans, and you got tight ends. Save the money and either get help up front on the offensive line, get better on the defense. You don't need another. For once, Tom Brady can't bitch about weapons.
Right, absolutely right.
So I would
and
focus.
And their line's already pretty solid.
Yeah, so. I would focus elsewhere.
7, cornerback Logan Ryan. Formerly of the Patriots, but Tennessee the last 3 years, is available. Defensive lineman Mike Daniels, a one-time Packer, played last year for the Lions, a run stopper. Cornerback Prince Amukamara, I don't know if you can get him for 1 year and $3 million like Bill O'Brien likes to do, or 5 if you want to go on the spendy side of things.
I wonder if he's got a value on spot track.
He's got a 77.1 pro football focus coverage grade in 2018, Barry.
Pretty good.
And a 70 grade over the course of the last 3 seasons. The high was 77.1 in 2018, but his pro football focus coverage grades above 70 in each of the past 3 seasons mean he'd be all pro with the Texans, or at least the best defensive back on the field.
Oh, by far, yeah.
Yeah. So he's available at number 9.
So SpotTrack doesn't have a value for him, but I'm guessing he's going to fall somewhere in the top 15 or so as far as corners paid.
I don't know what his money's going to be because he has bounced around a little bit. Giants, Bears, but yeah, in Chicago this past season, he allowed 36 receptions from 58 targets for 515 yards and 2 touchdowns en route to a 70.5 coverage grade.
Last year, he got $8.5 million from the Bears. The year before, he had $9.5 million in total cash. That includes signing bonus, roster bonus, and everything else.
In Bill O'Brien's book, you can get 2 less than average corners for the
you
same
get
price.
2 awful guys for 1
That's
decent
correct.
One. Yeah. You know, that's math. That's called Bob
strength
math.
In numbers, Barry. That's what it is.
I did a video with AJ and Raheel, and Raheel's like, yeah, it's all almost right. Like you have to do when you're going out and the Texans are signing people, you have to pay a Bill O'Brien fee. And I was like, yeah, it's called a Bob tax. Now you got to pay extra money to get good players because of who the coach is. That's sad.
It
that's
is.
Where this organization
it really
is.
And we
you
saw,
wanna get, you
we saw
get
the one
players,
agent that, and another
pay your Bob
reference
tax.
That said, a player was contacted by the Texans with an inquiry about playing for him, and he told his agent, move on to the next offer.
Yep.
I'm not playing there because of what I heard about the head coach.
Yep.
Awful. 10 in that list, left tackle Jason Peters. The final 5 would be Everson Griffin, an edge rusher from the Vikings, tight end Delanie Walker, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, Joe Flacco, and then edge rusher Cameron Wake, who's also out there. So okay. There you go. There's your top 15 available free agents in the NFL. That'll do it for the first half of the show. That means we still got 90 minutes to go. We'll get to the second half coming up next right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Gary Noel and Dick Schnobnob as we get ready for the second half of the show.
He couldn't wait.
Could not wait.
3.5 seconds into the segment, Joel.
Yep.
Noel.
I live up to billing sometimes.
Who's the guy that used to always call you Joel? What was his name again?
Kurtlow, right?
Where's Kurtlow?
No idea. Talk about a dude that...
Blast from the past.
Don't care.
I used to ask Rowdy Maya.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, I think he got banned from Twitter. And then after getting banned from Twitter, he had to change his name on Instagram because he was so offensive on Twitter. Remember, he went...
Oh, he's anti-gay.
Anti-gay. Yep. And he got into it with, like, the producer at Ellen, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, the producer at Ellen is the one who got him fired from that website, I think.
Right. But no, he got himself fired.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, his comments.
Let's be real.
Yep.
He got himself fired for his hateful comments.
Right.
Somebody just posted a picture of Paige Van Zandt's chest, and I'm not angry. It's not nude, but she's in a bikini top. Just
making your day brighter.
Oh.
I always thought she was overrated, but she's pretty.
Face is overrated. Body, not terrible. Does that look overrated to you, Nicholas?
Check Does out
negative.
That's
good. That's
I yeah. approve.
Okay.
Is her name Paige Spiranak?
Okay.
She feels like she is getting extradited from the LPGA because of her boobs.
Really?
Yeah. She feels like while she was trying to make it in golf, she has quite the Instagram following and she has a very athletic physique with chest.
Yes.
She feels like the women of the LPGA are mean to her. And that people don't want to see her succeed because she is pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty is an understatement, for sure.
You like her?
Understatement? I think I remember who we're talking about because this came up on the show before.
Did it?
Understatement?
She's okay. I think she's better than average.
Y'all got on me because I said now.
Well, but you say now to a lot.
Sorry for having standards.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Specific ones.
What's wrong with that?
You guys are, stop. She's a 10.
What's her name
a
again?
10?
All right, I'm going to look her up again.
Depends on the picture, Nick.
It's going to be the same picture I always see where she's wearing a white shirt on the golf course, right? It's like it's got a collar
on. A white tank top?
Is it?
I just remember blonde hair, white, large. She does have blonde hair.
Large she-she's.
But yeah, she has very large she-she's.
Yeah. Paige, what's her name?
Spiranak.
S-P-I-R-A-N.
Yeah. Gorgeous woman.
Nick went gorgeous.
Not a 10.
I'm going to go 10.
I'm going to go 7.
Okay. You know what?
What?
Okay, what about the one with the pink shirt and the white skirt? You're telling me that's a 7?
The pink shirt, white. Are you on her IG?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. Let me get on IG. I was just doing a Google image search. Okay, IG. IG on the iPad, not working. That was not good at all. I have to use my phone.
I'm sorry, but that one makes her look more like Linda Cohen.
Yeah,
exactly. ESPN.
Exactly.
So I can't go as high as you, Nick. I'm going to side more with Barry on this one. I'm going to go in the 7 range.
Ooh, in your face. Let's see. I'm gonna look her up on IG because I Google search the images. Paige.
Spiranak.
Spiranak. I had Zern. Oh, what the hell?
Lindsay. See, you're looking at the wrong Instagram page, bro. You're working at an overweight page.
By the way, while we're waiting,
oh,
two other businesses we do want to prop up. China Garden. huge friends of the station.
An institution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carol has said to spread the word. They are doing takeout orders tomorrow. So make sure you hit up China Garden. Support them. Show them some love. They really need it, especially no events at Toyota Center right now. They're right there up against the parking garage at Toyota Center. They've been there forever. So support China Garden and our friends at Cobos Q. Everybody asking about Cobos Q for takeout orders. He said, actually, that he's also playing it by ear for tomorrow because he had heard that the city of Houston may go on lockdown.
Yes, very possible. So, yeah, please go support as much as you can.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible before they lock us all down.
Yeah, possible city shutdown within the next 48 hours. But
all right, I'm on Paige Renee. That's the name of the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I'm like the Kramer. You ever watch that Kramer when he does the stock report? I'm gonna go ahead.
Oh, that crazy guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna be the Kramer of
not the
IG.
Kramer of Seinfeld saying the bad thing.
No,
Michael, what's his name?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be the Kramer, the stock Kramer. I'm gonna upgrade Paige to 8.5. After hopping on the IG, she deserves an upgrade.
Really?
8.5, but that's as high as I'm going on it.
I'll take an 8.5.
If someone offers you a 9, sell. If you can get it at 8, 7.5, buy. That's good value at 8.5 for Paige. I like how I'm going to turn it IG hoes into stocks. That's what we're doing now. That's what we've devolved to on this show.
No, that's what you. I don't objectify women like you.
Oh, really? The three of us just.
I think all women are beautiful.
The three of us just looked and judged her. That's objectifying.
Especially
Ramona
Shelburne.
Whether you think they're pretty or not, you're still objectifying them if you participate.
That's. You remember how many times Nick has talked very positively about Ramona Shelburne?
He does. Yeah,
he's absolutely beautiful.
He's a big fan.
Absolutely beautiful, and you guys just objectify her all the time on these airwaves, and she's part of the ESPN family. You both of y'all should be ashamed.
All women.
Terrible.
You guys are right.
Y'all are terrible.
What?
IG does a difference. Yeah, Google Images don't do her justice, man.
Do not Google Image Paige Spearneck. Spearneck?
Spearneck.
Spearneck. Okay. Yeah. Somehow, when I typed it in, I got. Here's the problem. That stupid iPad. Do you know what my Google search is? Peggy Spearneck. That's like some redneck disc golfer. That's not Paige Spearneck. I got Peggy Spearneck who plays disc golf. She's missing three teeth and
But she's murdered with a frisbee.
Yeah.
Look the hell out. That's
wrong hot golfer.
I gotta give her credit too. Smart marketing if she's doing pictures with two balls in her hand as a golfer.
Well done.
Paige Spearneck.
Yes.
Well done. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with hour number 2 of the 3-hour show. If you do want to join us, we'd love to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Text abound today. Twitter, a lot. Not as many phone calls, but we want to make sure you guys are okay out there as suspects as we continue to roll through an FBI Friday right here, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Finishing up hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Boy. Paige Spearneck on Instagram, and it leads you to another Instagram account called Golf Girls. Well worth your time, golfers and others. Well worth your
time.
Now
you're just objectifying women for sure.
No, just complimenting them.
On their backswing?
Half of that is right. Yep.
Their backside. Swing! Backswing! My bad. Somebody texted false information about stuff, and this is why I don't read all of your texts, because some of y'all just say things. But it made me Google it, because somebody suggested, I just want to point out before I say these words, this is not true, that I've seen or read so far. But somebody suggested, Governor Abbott just shut down the entire state of Texas. Okay, settle down. I Googled it real fast. He is not. The last things that I see posted were Texas governor shutter schools, dine-in at restaurants, which we all knew already, bars, gyms. And then 4 hours ago, there's a headline that says, Texas governor orders closure of all massage establishments. So, sorry, Nick. I don't know what you were going to do.
What an idiot.
I don't know.
He also shut down all the gyms.
Nice! Nice. Now what are you going to do? Now you just got to self-quarantine. Gotta do it. What, he shut down the gyms?
Yep.
Oh, those have been shut down.
No. The Met was open until yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
They encouraged either personal training or individual workouts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I saw the email that they had sent out. I was like, you might want to tighten it up a little bit more than that, but okay.
Now, I don't know. They shut down the massage parlors or establishments.
Like all of them? It's not like a list of particular ones?
Well, Robert Kraft is not happy.
No.
Nope.
But didn't they have, and I could be wrong because I haven't been in for, well, I went, but the one I went to didn't matter. But isn't there like a 3-foot rule at strip clubs anyways in Houston?
You're looking directly at me.
I'm just asking
that question. I told you I'm not big on strip clubs.
Well, I feel like there was already like a 3-foot or a 6-foot rule at strip clubs in Houston. So I feel like there's no need to shut those down.
I don't think. They never invoked the 3-foot rule, did they?
Oh, yeah.
I think there is a rule, but they never enforced it.
Got to have pasties on your nipples?
I thought they had to have the pasties, but I didn't ever hear that the 3-foot rule was invoked.
Back
here,
when they started making them carry like a ID card, they had to have their license on them. So license you would license to strip.
Ride. Drive. No. Depends on where you go.
They had to have their license to strip on them, so they would put it on their ankle, my friend told me. And then they would have to wear pasties on their to cover their nipples, and you had to stay 3 feet away. Now this was a long time ago that my friend told me, but that was the thing. So I don't know if that's still the case or not. I know that they still have to, because when I went to the strip club with John Witherspoon, they still had on, you know, pasties. And all that. But they were definitely not keeping, they were keeping like 12 feet away from me, but they were definitely not keeping 3 feet away from Pops. They were all up in his lap and all that. But me, yeah, I was like, they had like a 12 to 15 foot rule for some reason. I don't know. It was weird. But so I just wonder, I'm sure they're closed though.
It's going to be interesting, fellas.
Another industry
like
going to suffer.
New York is trying to get everybody to hunker down in place. California with the mandatory stay at home across the entire state. I was telling Nick last night on CNN, they were talking about the fact that the governor of California and then the mayor of Los Angeles backed it up. They thought in the next few weeks, they thought that half of the state would have had the virus.
56% of Californians will get it is what the governor is projecting.
That's crazy, they're saying, man. Think about how many people are in California.
56%. I was when we heard that, I was like, man, I wonder if that's going to be the norm in this country at some point. Because I was like, that means one of us, I'm just talking to Nora, I'm like, that means one of us is getting it. And it's probably going to be you because you work in the medical field. Don't bring that home to me, okay? Don't be getting
well, and
me
in my house,
Oliver.
Lisa's already got it. Depending on what happens hour to hour, she's already got it. Like the other day, I can't breathe. My lungs are collapsing. I'm having so much trouble. I go, you really do. You think you got it. She's like, I'm sure I'll be fine. I'm sure that with my immune system, it'll pass quickly. But yeah, I got it. Next day she wakes up. She's working out on the treadmill. I go, how's those lungs collapsing and everything like that? She said, oh, I still feel a little bit, but I'm good. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got it. Way to self-diagnose. What are you doing? Stop it.
Somebody, because I posted a picture last night with I was wearing a cup.
And I saw that.
I was like, make sure, safety first, y'all. Just as a joke. And somebody goes, oh, you definitely got it because you're always sick. I was like, well, I'm rarely am I sick. I did have the, no, don't look at me like that. I had the one bout with bronchitis that we all well established that I went through. But when have I ever been sick? I've had allergies or hungover or something. But it's not like I get sick.
I think they confuse your absence to the comedy gig because you being sick.
That could be it.
That's
what it is.
Or the fact that your bout lasted 2 months.
It lasted a long time, which is probably why I've already had coronavirus.
Yeah, you're the one who started it. You spearheaded the entire thing.
I could have had, yeah.
For sure.
It's a pasty white guy disease instead of Chinese disease. He's going to be like, it's a fat, pasty white guy disease. Well, that means you have it too, Trump. Okay? If I started it, you have it too.
Now, can I ask something if they're going to do this whole whatever it is shutdown? Or they're saying gas and grocery stores, those are going to stay open. But now we're talking about even the restaurants that we're encouraging people to go frequent. Will those have to be shut down for delivery?
I don't know why would that eventually lead to that?
Because we're talking point. About because people are rumoring that there might be a shutdown coming for the city of Houston, like California's done, like things like, and they're saying curfew's coming. We're getting some of the tweets. Curfew coming midnight on Sunday. Everything except necessities, gas, grocer, etc. I don't know. Does that mean that you can't do?
Listen, until I get it from an official of the state or the city, I'm not going to take just a bunch of randos on Twitter and the text line telling me what they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just that's irresponsible.
Who told us about the massage parlors going out?
I got that off of...
so that's a real thing.
Yes. That was a legitimate news source.
Actually, I still got Whole Foods, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you can still get your massage in Whole Foods.
You said the grocery stores are not closed.
Yeah, it's still open. The massage at
go right
Foods.
Over to Whole Foods.
Go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
At least some of that lactic acid.
Sorry, listeners, if I don't believe your random speculation, but I'm just not buying into it.
Yeah, because Mayor Turner was on the TV last night, as late as last night, saying we're not shutting down.
That's what he said last night. I saw the same thing that you saw, and I was like, well, that gave me a little bit of hope, but we don't know how this thing evolves from every 12 hours, let alone every 24 hours.
Yeah. Did you see what he did yesterday, too, as part of his press conference and the update?
They cough
out loud.
He brought
millennials, different kinds of millennials.
Oh, and getting them
his daughter, who went, thanks, Daddy. I mean, Mayor Turner.
That's
she got
awkward.
Up there. Yeah. And then you had, an African-American guy. You had wide-ranging people all to come up and say, and one guy was like, yeah, come up here and make this our thing. This is the thing that we could be as our thing to make sure that we did the right thing. I'm looking at Lisa going, you couldn't have found someone better than that to get up there and speak.
This is millennials. There are not going to be too many that are like,
hello. My name is Chad.
Then I think the mayor's daughter said something. I'd like to introduce Roberto Aguilar. And he went, hello, I'm Roberto Aguilar of the University of Houston. I was like, we're not doing any coordination on these press conferences, are we? We're just out there just freeing.
How old is she, though?
Oh, she's late 20s.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's.
Yep.
Never mind. I thought she was like 12.
No.
Oh, I'm going to be like Joel over here roasting a 12-year-old. Ha! She's so stupid. That'd be great, though, if you did.
Not me.
By the way, of course, our listeners coming through again. That nipple cover thing was only if you didn't get a license with the city. So if you didn't have the license, you had to wear pasties. That's so stupid. What a cash grab by the city of Houston.
Thank you, Diamond, for clarifying that.
That was Lexus to you.
Thank you, Mercedes. Yeah. And there is no 3-foot rule currently.
There you go.
There you go. Now that I'll believe. But save your quarantine, lockdown, curfew texts and tweets.
And we're just talking about it. So, Joe over here. I'm Joe. Tell Joe to settle down on giving us false information.
Yeah.
I had said that Cobos Q had heard rumblings that there might be a 48-hour deal coming down. So, relax yourself, Chief. You got too much time on your hands.
That's a text. Joel, quit spreading the rumors,
Joe.
Bro. No, Joel. It says Joel.
Oh, I see
quit
Joe.
Quit spreading the rumors, bro. You're probably reading another one.
Oh, good.
Calm down, Noel.
Yeah.
Okay, Dick.
What'd you call him?
Dick Shnobnob.
Shnobnob. Sounds like my last name is eating something, man. I don't like that.
Sounds like that. Nob-nob.
More than that.
I don't like that.
I'm about eating, but, I don't like that.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
Let's not repeat that.
Could be oral involved. Yeah. All right. So two in the book, one to go. Final hour of the show comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hey,
to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.